Grace, mercy, and peace are indeed yours from God your Father in and from your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We want to focus this morning on these particular words from the text just read to you. Do not neglect the gift that you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you. Words of law, don't neglect the gift, but yet words of gospel, a gift was given to you when hands were laid upon you. Now, what exactly was this gift that Timothy was given when hands were laid upon him, when he was ordained? What do we make of this laying on of hands and the gift that accompanies it? This question is an important one. It's important for you personally, as many of you hope one day to have hands laid upon you, or in the case of you deaconesses, you hope one day to serve as a commissioned minister of synod under the authority of one who has had hands laid upon him. It's also important to our whole Christian church, for the matter of having ordained pastors for whom hands have been laid on is not an option, but it's essential to the gospel ministry itself. Christians have disagreed for years over exactly what this laying on of hands means. The Roman Church says that the laying on of hands imparts an indelible character, an indelible mark upon the man who is ordained, so that if he leaves the ministry, yet he still is a priest. Other church bodies have taken this laying on of hands as nothing more than a special prayer for the person who is being ordained. In this case, we often have a church body that does not recognize the divine institution of the holy ministry. Augsburg 5 of our Lutheran Confessions states that God himself instituted the office of the holy ministry so that we could receive the forgiveness of sins through the gospel and the sacraments. Apology section 13 even states that ordination, the laying on of hands, could be called a sacrament to the extent that it is closely related to the ministry of the word. So we see that this matter of the laying on of hands is not an unimportant one, but indeed is very important. Not to say that call by a congregation, by the church, is not important, but when we look at call and ordination, if we don't have those, then we have no pastors. With no pastors, no church. With no church, no forgiveness of sins. With no forgiveness of sins, no salvation. This laying on of hands is clearly referred to in Scripture in several places as important. The priest's laying on of hands, his hands on the animal to be sacrificed, certainly prefigures the laying on of hands later into the office of the holy ministry. And indeed, Paul warns in 1 Timothy 5 that we should not be hasty in laying on hands on those men who desire to be a pastor. In other words, be sure that they're well trained and prepared and that their life is acceptable. In 2 Timothy 1, Paul exhorts Timothy to fan into flames the gift of God given him in the laying on of hands. And finally, in Hebrews 6, we are encouraged to study the matter of the laying on of hands. You see, this laying on of hands is not a hocus-pocus event. When you ultimately are ordained, you will not be given magical gifts. So don't try to jump off the church tower following your ordination service. You'll be met with nothing other than broken ribs, or perhaps worse. Likewise, the laying on of hands is not just a casual slap on the back by your buddies saying, "Well, bub, now you're a pastor, let's go drink beer." No, our text gets it right. The laying on of hands is inextricably tied to three words that Paul gives us in this text: to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, and to teaching. In other words, the laying on of hands is ultimately and inextricably tied to the gospel itself. The gift that is given in connection with the laying on of hands is the gift of the Holy Spirit to proclaim the gospel in this public setting. What a great and wonderful gift that is, that the Lord designed things so that you have pastors to listen to, so that that gift can be given to you. Laying on of hands, ordination, is your goal. Although many of you are just beginning your seminary studies in summer Greek. Now, if I asked you today, why are you here in this place? Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, summer Greek or other classes, here in this chapel on the 28th day of July. Hopefully you will say, well, I have a vocational goal. I want to be prepared for the diaconal ministry or for the office of the holy ministry. Hopefully you'll say, I want to be the Lord's pastor. And these are certainly good things, because through these things you become qualified as one on whom hands can be laid. Now, if you're here for other reasons, like, for example, you couldn't figure out what else to do, or you're running from creditors, or you want to become a powerful CEO of a megachurch, or you're here to satisfy your mother's or your wife's perennial badgering, or you're here to be synodical president, be prepared for that, or you're here just to collect another degree to add to your collection. Now, if you're here for those reasons, consider another option than seeking the laying on of hands. But if you are here because you know that the saving gospel of Jesus Christ is the most important thing in the world, if you are here to be formed through your baptism, through the Word, through the holy sacrament of the altar, into a man who desires to have hands laid upon him, then you are here for the right reason. If you are here to receive holy orders, but yet know that you are most of all and first of all unholy yourself, then you're in exactly the right place. God will one day see that hands are laid upon you. Even if you're young, as St. Paul was, or even if you're older, as some of your professors now are, hands will be laid upon you so that you can return from this cloistered environment into the real cities, towns, suburbs, and rural areas of this world. There you will hold forth man's only true temporal and eternal hope, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The Spirit will fuel your preaching and teaching in a very public sense, because you have had hands laid upon you. People will be strengthened in their faith. People will be converted. People will be ushered into heaven because of the Holy Spirit's work through your lips. Laying on of hands, call and ordination, they're all waiting for you. The gifts of word and sacrament, the gifts of gospel, the gospel which you really already have, but yet waiting to be given to you through the laying on of hands in this very public sense, where the Holy Spirit will use you as one holding the office of the holy ministry. God already knows where you will serve in that office. He already knows whose hands will be laid upon you. And guess what? In just 3 or 4 short years, you're going to know those things as well. Until then, may the Holy Spirit nurture you here in this place through study of the Word and reception of the sacraments. Work hard, but also relax and enjoy, for the Lord Himself has brought you here to this place by His Spirit to prepare you for the laying on of hands. In Jesus' name, amen.